We continue Masechta Dishmaya. We are in Hilchos Pesach, and we are in Siman Tov Ein Gimel, and we are up to Seif Beis, which is in page 164 in the Dershu editions. We continue with the halachas of the Dalet Kosois, and we are now up to Seif Beis, which teaches us the following halach, which we mentioned already previously. Shoyse be'aseva, second line. You should drink the kos. We're discussing the halachas of the first of the four cups, and this one has to drink. Like the other ones, indeed. Shoyse behasevo, you should drink it whilst reclining. And you should not make a bracha afterwards. So you do drink it, but you do not make a bracha achroina. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Yud. Shoyse behasevo, veim shachach v'loy heisev. And if a person forgot and he did not recline, I'm a Siman Tov Ein Beis. See what we learned in Siman Tov Ein Beis, Siv Zayin. B'mishne Berurah, Siv Katan Chaval. He doesn't spell it out because he expects us to remember it. So what was the halacha? That's what we're discussing now. We're discussing the first cup. We do have to. Yeah, is that what we learned? Yeah. He says we should look at Siv Katan Chaval, so let us do so. Yeah, he says the first two cups. Indeed. That's what it says. Let me just find the words. That's what he says. That's what he said. He differentiates between the first two cups and the last two cups. Last two cups you should not do again. The first two cups you should indeed. Right, okay. And Sifkot Yud Aleph, that's a controversial one. I mean a controversial one. It's a much discussed point. In Sifkot Yud Aleph, second wide line. Enem v'och achav, you do not make a bracha afterwards. Ala gefen. You're not after drinking the first cup. You do not say ala gefen v'apri ha gefen. V'afilu shoser reviz, even if you did drink a reviz. Because you are relying on what you're going to bench at the end. Pardon? You're going to bench at the end and you're relying on that? Does that make sense to you? Yeah, I don't know how long your magi takes, but generally speaking, again, what's the halacha of you? We're saying you're making kiddush. First cup. You're drinking it. And you're drinking whilst you're reclining. Very good. You didn't forget. Very good. Now, Mishnah Berurah asks a very legitimate question. It says you do not make a bracha achroina. You do not say ala gefen, but gefen, which would have. You don't make bracha achroina. Why not? He says because you're going to bench, and we, as we know, on a normal Shabbos, you do not make bracha achroina either. You don't say ala gefen, but gefen. Why do we not on a normal Friday night say ala gefen, but gefen after kiddush? Why not? The answer is, because in a minute we're going to wash, and we're going to have a motzi, and we're going to have a suda, and when we bench at the end of the suda, we're going to include not only the meal, but also the wine which was preceding it. Very straightforward, and that's what we all do. Very good. And here comes the question. You're quite right. So that all makes sense on a regular Friday night, on a Yom Tov night. That makes a lot of sense indeed. However, we know there's a halacha of Shir Ikul. You do not... You lose the bracha after a certain amount of time. Now, there is a bit of discussion what is a sheer ikul with regards to a drink. But certainly 72 minutes, the kala des, you've lost it. You for sure have lost it after 72 minutes. Therefore, the question here is, I don't know how long the Mishnah Berurah's magid was. I can imagine how long his magid was. But from the first drinking until benching... Oh, the second drink, right. Good. Very good, yes, you're right. How long is that going to be? You've got a long way to go. You haven't even said, Olach Manya.
The first two, doesn't it?
Yeah, but from the first, there's a long way to go until you're going to... It's a long wait.
Because the last two you do after bench.
Yes, indeed.
So it's only the first two.
Yes, indeed. And this is a... Pardon? You're saying Hesach Hadas. Now, very good. And you're saying that there's no Hesach Hadas. You're still concentrating on the why are you concentrating on the kosos? Really, you're doing Magid.
Sometimes you have to pick up the kosos.
Right. She's saying that still sits in front of you. She's saying since there's no Hesech Hadas, you're basing yourself on Hanoch, on an assumption that say, if there's no Hesech Hadas, you don't lose the bracha. Even after 72 minutes, and that's a questionable Hanoch, which perhaps, Why would that?
If you say a bracha achrona, that means you've finished the suda, and you haven't seen the start of it.
And therefore, let's say, you're saying stomach question. Why is that relating to the bracha achrona? Why is it more a problem, kiddush makom suda? You've finished it, but if you don't finish it, for whom are you trying to fool? You're not having the suda yet. So the Emet says that Shlomo Zalman was very, very bothered about this. He was very bothered, so much so that he, every year, the grandchild reported, I think I might have heard it from his own grandchild, that he used to always be bothered about this, and he was at the point of actually saying Bracha Choyna himself. He was at a point he felt that really, according to the halachic guidelines that we know, really it would make a lot of sense to make Bracha Choyna at this point. It would make a lot of sense. But he really felt it's more correct to make brachona. But he did, yes, no, at this point, after the first cup, you make brachona. He was about to. Lemaise, he didn't.
What about the second one then?
Yeah, one second. Lemaise, he didn't, because he felt something very interesting. He felt that, Minigam was saying, exactly that's it. He said that if Yidden been doing Haggadah once or twice before, and it's something which has been, sometimes you can think of this like awkward scenarios, and there's no, you could sometimes say this is not, we don't have an established minhag, and it's something which is a bit unknown, and people may have made mistakes, or unknown, unclear, or things may have happened over the generations. Can be, there is such halachic circumstances where we don't have an established minhag perhaps, there is. But of here he felt, if there's one night in the world where there is tons and tons of established minogim, and everybody's particular about their minogim, it's going to be undoubtedly Leila Seder. And everybody's so particular to get it right, and to do it the same way than your father and a grandfather, and to get it exactly spot on like the Haggadah says it, and to make no mistake. He said it's impossible that such a mistake would have like ended up in the Klal Yisrael's accepted custom and practice. That is impossible. So he therefore said it just must be that there is a reason for it, which we don't know. Maybe the Maggid, that's what he used to say, there's no Hesech Hadas. Yeah, so it could be. It must be something, it must have something to do with it. Again, this is a Chiddush, because under normal circumstances, we don't find such a rule. But yeah, it probably is the truth.
There's no aspect of Brach Shein
Tzricha. Why is it? Why, the question is that really you would be.
Leads to the next,
but why is it Eino Tzricha if the halach is you've got to make Brach HaChoyna? Why is it Shisei Arichta? It's four curses. Like you make the first, you make a new bracha on the second. But you've got to make a new bracha on the second one. I hear. What you are saying is in the world of what you are suggesting that it's all considered one. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Lemas, you make a bracha on the second cup. You do make a bracha on the second cup. So what I'm seeing in this is something very beautiful. I love the respect. What I'm seeing is the enormous respect that the poskim have to minhagim. I think it's very, very nice. Although there is no explanation here, and there is. We make it. That's
a strong question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you see that it's a separate drinking. It's considered a separate.
That's the strong question.
Yeah.
So what do you make after the second cup then?
Why do we?
No, we don't.
We don't.
We do it after the second, do we?
Correct.
Why don't we do it after the second one then?
Yeah, but that's not so far from benching. That, I don't have such a problem there. You're not far away from the benching. Yeah. Okay. So this is it's very nice. It reminds me a little bit. I must have mentioned it in the past that Chalkes Yankov, the of Baish Zichrone Livracha, the Rav of Zurich of the Chassidish Shul in Zurich, he was once asked by one of the Chassidim about opening the metal, they were in the olden days, were the metal cans, yeah?
Sardines,
that's it. So, open up, I don't exactly know what cans it was, so please, it's not essential for the statement that he made, for the quoting that I'm gonna, but the Chassidim always opened it up, Shalashidis, they opened it up, you open up the, And they asked him that listen, this is a bit of a problem. There's a mechatech, there's tikkun mona, there's various shailas. And the Chalkas Yaakov then answered, he was a posek, he was a real posek. And he said that he was on the league of him, Moshe Feinstein was very much mechabed him. He said, I know that it's mutter. I know absolutely for a fact that it's mutter. Don't ask me. It's also. He said, I know for it's mutter because I know that this has been done for generations already. But chassidim, we always used to have these cans haven't changed at all. It's been done for generations. I know that it's mutter because many more better yidden than me have opened those in the past. If you want to know why? So let's sit down, open up a shulchan aruch, and let's figure out why it's mutter. But that the outcome, the psak ultimately is that it's mutter. And I think this is an important, and that room, this is very much I see that with the pshalman's psak here as well. All right. Okay. We continue. The Siv Gimel now goes into the halacha of drinking further cups in between. Third line, if a person wishes to drink numerous cups, he wants to drink more. He wants to drink more mid, he wants to drink more between the first and the second, etc. He wants to drink more. You may do so. You may drink more. Mikol makam, nevertheless, it is better. It is roi. It is better not to drink, to refrain from drinking. Ben rishon lesheni im loy letzarich gadol. If you can avoid it between the first and the second cup, you should avoid it. Kidei shelo yishtaker, that a person shouldn't become drunk. In Yona de Yoma, yeah, it's very much time. He shouldn't become drunk. Ve'imone, and he will refrain. Melaso is haseida, he will refrain. It will stop him from doing the seida properly. Ve'kriyas ha'agoda, and the reading of the Haggadah. So again, you in principle, you may drink. You may drink further cups. But if you can avoid between the first and the second, you should try to avoid. Because if you carry on drinking, you're going to end up being shikha. Again, Rabbi said, we must remember, until recently, there was only two types of drink. If you're talking about drinking, there was two drinks. There was two drinks, two beverages that a person could drink. It was either wine or water. That's the two options. Now you tell that. I mean, nowadays, I mean, all the drinks that we have. I mean, we find in Hilchas Peres we came across fruit juices, but it seems to be quite a novel concept. Yeah. So, but basically, when we're talking about if somebody was thirsty, would either have water or have wine? What would you pick? Wine or water?
Isn't
tea quite okay? Yeah, we don't really find in early poskim. Pimigodim speaks about tea. I don't know if it was earlier than that. I know Pimigodim speaks about tea. Yeah, that's Mishnebu after Pimigodim. Mishnebu speaks about it. I know. Mishnebu, I can't think of anybody before the Pimigodim who mentions tea in Shin Chav Ches, in Shin Yud Ches. So therefore,
maybe we're concerned that you might come to drink and you'll forget.
I hear. Because you're not meant to have wine if you can avoid it. Shulchan Aruch says, don't drink. It would be a good idea. You're right. But Shulchan Aruch has a chashash. So if you end up drinking more in between the two cups, you're going to end up having too much wine. You're going to get drunk. Grape juice. You're saying nowadays you can't get drunk from grape juice. So, which really leads into another question.
Other
beverages. Yeah. Yes, so that's what comes out from that. Let's mishnevus if cotton design. So what will be the halacha based on that? Will be the drink if you want to have a cup, if you want to have a bit of Coke, or you want to have a bit of apple juice. What do you say? Good or no good?
Sounds like it should be allowed.
You should be allowed between the first and second cup. But you know, what do you say? Can you have a bit of apple juice if you're really thirsty? Gets hot on Saturday night. No, it gets hot. It's overheated or sometimes. No, you open the window. No. So what is you wanna Chaim, what do you say? You can have apple juice between first and second cup in the middle of a maggot, so many different toilet, you get thirsty.
Can you have water?
Apple juice. Says the Mishnah, what would you say? Based on what we learned now, what would you say?
Apple juice.
Can or you can't? Why can you not drink between the first and the second? Because you end up being shikah. So if that's the case, then you could. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tizayin, Kedei Shelo Yishtaker, Mashma, it seems from these words, Tafke Yain, specifically wine, Oy, or Shah Mashkin Chai Gavna Meshakrin, only drinks and beverages which lead to potentially a person becoming drunk. Alcoholic beverages, Aval Mashke, butter drinks, She'ein Meshaker, which doesn't make you drunk, Mutta Lishtois Ben Akoisois, is permitted to drink between the first and the second. It's fine. I know that a lot of people are machmir. A lot of people are machmir. A lot of people don't drink even other drinks. I don't know where it comes from exactly. I think there might be something to it. I don't know. But
what about to eat something?
So the achila is also lemaisa. Where we find the achila is mentioned in postkim that you shouldn't eat taka. It's because, and the main reason I think mentioned is because of the achilas matzah should be a bit teovoin. The achilas matzah should be with great appetite. You should be a bit hungry. It's fine to be hungry a little bit.
But we give the kids things.
Yeah, they're always hungry. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it, you know.
Keep them awake rather than to make them hungry. Right. More of a relation thing.
Near edge, most of our business.
So you're saying that, you're asking a very good question. You're saying, forget about chashash of getting drunk. Never mind that, you should have a problem of between the first and the second anyway. Yeah, so it appears that at that stage there is no issa of nirei kemoisef ala koise, kenirei kemoisef, because lemaisa you're allowed to drink during the meal wine as well. It appears that the nirei kemoisef ala koise only starts after the third koise. I don't know why, but the nirei kemoisef only starts from the third cup. Alright, okay. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Dalet. Mevi'in, lifnei balabais, we bring before the balabais ka'oro. What's ka'oro literally? Bowl, plate. Yeah, we bring the ka'oro. Yeah. Sheyesh bo sholosh matzois, there should be in it. What should be in it? The three matzos. Can it why three? Yeah, shalosh matzos, and we'll speak about that more. Charoises, equally, the koro has to contain charoises, the karpas, a vegetable, or yoragache, or different. So karpas, meaning the type of vegetable called karpas, or yoragache, or different vegetable. Doesn't really matter which vegetable. Mekadin vechoymeitz, vinegar, oy mei melach, or salt water. Veshnei tavshilin, the ka'ara should also contain two cooked items. Why? Two echad zechel pesach, one as a remembrance of korban pesach, ve'echad zechel chagiga, and one as a remembrance of the korban chagiga. Ve'noagu pevoso beveitza, and generally the minhag is to bring a bit of meat and an egg. Let's just finish the Ramah as well, perhaps. At this stage, let's try to see the Ramah. V'yesadra ka'ora lefonov pe'inyin she'en yitzorich le'avo ala mitzvois. You should have the order of the ka'ora in a way that you know ma'avir ala mitzvois. We know. There is a halacha, you're not ein ma'avir ala mitzvois. You may not, what's the right word? You may not trespass. Passover, that's the word, that's right. You may not pass over a mitzvah, that's really good. You may not pass over a mitzvah, that means if it's a mitzvah which is in front of me, and it's a mitzvah which is physically a little bit more distant, I may not prioritize the one which is further away. I may not skip over or pass over a mitzvah which is nearby. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, tis a machloikas as to whether it's the reis, the pashtas is an issa d'rabbono. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. One should be careful to always choose the nearer mitzvah. That is, by the way, why when people collect stock, they make sure to have their hand right next to your nose, because otherwise, like this, the one who is further behind, he's ein ma'avir al mitzvahs. You have to give the mitzvah to the one in front of you first. Ein ma'avir al mitzvahs. So now the whole idea of the ka'ara, the way it is set up, is based on the assumption of ein ma'avir al mitzvahs according to the Ramah. We'll see soon. That's not the way our ka'aras work. most of us. But the minhag of the Ramah, we know there's two types of koros. The Ramah's idea is, it's very systematic and very orderly indeed. You go the first mitzvah first, and then the one behind it. And that's the way the koros is set up. So the standard koros, if one of them is she'enot zarech lavo, la mitzvah da'ayinu karpas, she'lemar lemina kol, karpas comes first. That's the first thing you actually do, followed by the choymetz, the salt, the vinegar, the salt water, samach lo yosem in abeta comes afterwards, yosem in a matzah, afterwards comes the matzah, because that's the mitzvah you do afterwards, the matzah is min amoroi, v'achiroi says, after the matzah comes mitzvah moroi, further, after that comes charoi says, v'im yu yosem kroiv milov min abosav, v'ehem yu yosem kroiv milov min abosav abetza, and the meat in the betza should be at the very, very end. Now that is the way the ka'ora of the Ramah is set up. Lemaisa, that's not the way most ka'oras work. The Mishnah, I'm just going to bring this Mishnah. We'll go back to the other halachos in the next year, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll go through the Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet, but I'm just going to bring this at this point. The ka'ora that we have nowadays is a bit different. There's a machlokes, there's the other ka'ora, the Mishnah brings the ka'ora of the Ari, as in Sifkot and Chavav. You see, it brings down the bottom line on the first column. V'ayim b'achronim say the koro shel Ari. There is the koro of the Ari. I think, I haven't made a survey, but whilst in all the Haggadahs, they always have two koros. It says always one, Minhag Ari, and then next word it says Minhag Ramah. I think if we check, I think that the much more common is the Minhag of the Ari. And that is different. It's Alpi Kabbalah, one is Chesed, one is Gevura. I've tried more than once to figure out how it works. It wasn't successful. But it's based on Kabbalah, what is on the right side, what is on the left side. But that is the minhag of the Ari. It's interesting, it's the Ari, but it's very, very, and Behetev also brings it. I think it's much more common. Do you remember off by heart how your Ka'or works? Do you remember off by heart? I think that it's much more common to have Ka'ors of the Ari than of the Ramah. Which is not based on any Mavir and Mitzvahs. It's based on Kabbalistic concepts. We learned this evening, B'siat Ishmael. Let us summarize what we learned. We spoke about the Haseva of the first cup. You do not make a Bocha afterwards. We said, the Mishnah says the reason why you don't make a Bocha Chon, Mishnah says, because you're going to make a Bocha Chon later. We discussed that. We then learned that you are in principle allowed to drink between the first and the second cup. You're allowed to drink even wine in principle, but Lemaisa Chachamim asked it because you're going to end up being shikah perhaps, and we try to avoid being shikah on Pesach. It's going to stop you from doing the mitzvahs properly, and therefore we don't, unless it's an absolute tzorich gadol, you should refrain from drinking wine between the two cups. The Mishnah is medayik that is only with regards to wine, other drinks should be fine. We learned then Sif Dalet, which tells us that you should bring the ka'or, the plate in front of the balabais. This includes the matzahs, the mor, the chroes, the karpas, and the shnei tafshilin. We learned that the ka'or of the Ramah is situated in a way that it's got to do with the Ein Ma'avir and the mitzvahs. We learned the Ari has got a different ka'or. We'll discuss the items on the ka'or mitzvah, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions briefly. We'll discuss its details, which are discussed in Mishnah Berurah and Sifkotan, Yudzayin, Yudches, Yutes, and Chof. We'll discuss that mitzvah next year on Sunday. Habolin Le Tova. Wish you a very good Shabbos.